Attention students, the Jabroni University Network is now in session. Please make your way to class.
Oh yeah, you're listening to the Draft Podcast. Let's start the show.
What's up? You've reached the hottest in male entertainment. Draft Pod. Coming at you.
We are the hottest in male entertainment, aren't we?
Right.
Holy shit. That's a fucking accurate statement.
Yeah, man.
I love it.
More
always
temperature,
wanted
though,
to do that, you know?
Just sweaty.
Yeah, our body temperatures are the hottest.
Yeah,
in male entertainment.
That's right.
On a room that room goes up about 13 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, better crank that AC if you're having a party with old Draft Pod boys. You know,
dude. Yeah, I sold your boy my shit all the way up to 87.
your electric bill's gonna spike.
I like to feel like I'm gonna die when I'm recording, you know.
Normally 73 degrees in your house, crank it to 60.
That's
let's
right.
do it let's do
Ooh,
it
you know.
What are we doing today, guys? Hottest in male entertainment.
That's right. Yeah,
heck yeah.
A jerk over here, a jerk over there, here a jerk, there a jerk, everywhere a jerk, jerk.
Man, that was one of my favorite sweet raps.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the one. That's for this episode.
Oh, man. All right. Audience.
My throat. Bah, 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 bah.
Imagine if the Spice Girls didn't have Posh. They'd be four like the jersey on Chris Bosh. Imagine if NSYNC lost the fat one. Without that fourth member, they'd be way less fun. Without Mike McCary, Boyz II Men ain't the same. That deep-ass voice just dropped the pennies, man. Imagine if the Turtles didn't have Mikey. They'd be more Reebok and a little less Nike. You just can't do it without that number four in the crew. Like the Yankees if they never had that number four named Lou. Draft Pod only three, but when we do four, we stay in pocket. When we switch up like Barkley from a sun to a damn rocket. So jump on board and listen to us after a long day. We only bring the good in four, unlike bitch Favre. That Draft Pod brings the listener a feeling of enthrallment. So for this draft, it's fourth movie installments.
Oh, shit. Man, that was an incredible sweet rap. Not as good as a jerk over here, jerk over there, here, jerk everywhere, jerk, but
yeah.
I mean, it was still really fucking good.
That's my hook, though.
Yeah.
You know?
That's just
man.
The verse you heard.
That's right. First one, baby. We're doing in celebration. Let's call it in celebration of the life of Lance Riddick, because fuck, man.
Yeah, dude. That's a sad thing to hear.
It sucks.
What happened to him?
I don't know.
We don't know. We just know he's gone.
Yeah, which sucks. He was Daniels in The Wire. He brought the heat in John Wick series and was one of the greatest guests of all time on the Eric Andre Show.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. One of the few times Eric Andre legitimately like got a little bit scared.
he was all back as, this is my slave role.
He was also Commander Zavala on Destiny 2, which is a game that I played a lot of.
Oh, hell yeah. He had a dope ass career. It sucks. That's a shitty, but let's call this a celebration of his life. John Wick 4 is coming out this week. And, you know, so we got to thinking, Let's do fourth movie installments. So the fourth movie.
Yeah.
We'll argue what that means, but the fourth movie in a series or franchise, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And even though John Wick 4 isn't out yet, we'll make it like an honorable, like number one pick.
That's right.
You know what I mean,
yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Not on my list.
Like that. You know what, though? I'll say this. John Wick 4, I would guess, after seeing the first three, it's one of the rare cases where typically movies get worse over time in the franchise or the series. John Wick isn't that case, man. They've just delivered banger after banger after banger. So I have full faith and confidence that the fourth one's going to be another banger.
Yeah, four. I felt like making this list, I found four was interesting because it's either the comeback after the dip or it's the dip. It's the low point.
I like how we said, like, we're going to honor Lance Reddick, and then I say the John Wick 4 thing, and Drew's like, not me! Not mine! Fuck you guys!
Yeah. Exactly. Oh,
yeah, so this one's going to be interesting. I have no idea where this draft is going to go. I have no idea the research each of us did. Mm-hmm. So lists were interesting to come by. So each one you look at it, you're like, holy shit, how did like somebody do a top 20 and they didn't even mention this one? So it's going to be interesting, and the pool will die quicker. So, a lot more, shit's coming at you.
Shit.
You know, what's funny is like, I like a lot of fourth movies that people hate. I like a lot of them. Like it's weird. Yeah. Like, I'm going to be picking a lot of movies that are super controversial.
Okay.
Not in the sense that, like, people hate them because they're, like, something bad with them, but just because they hate them thinking they're so bad.
Yeah.
James is going to draft Soul Man 4.
God, could you imagine if they made sequels to that fucking thing?
Soul Man 4, Return to the Dominican Republic.
Soul Man 4, Back to Africa.
He paints himself a different shade each movie.
Hey, Andy, where can the people find us?
They can find us at jabroniu.com for all your hot male entertainment needs.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We don't get inside you.
The hottest in male entertainment.
Yeah.
I actually, we need to like change our logo and everything. We need shirts and everything.
We've got James, Andy, Drew.
Ooh, I get first pick.
Mm-hmm.
Jizzing against demons. Classic.
Fuck.
James picked John Wick 4. Andy, go.
No, that's honorary. That's not.
Because we haven't seen it, you know?
Yeah, no matter what, it's number one, but it's also not.
I'm excited. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Me yeah. Too. I don't know where James is going to go here, but
well,
I feel like I got a good chance to get my one.
Well, get excited about this.
You probably will get your number one because I've talked about this movie a million times on this podcast. There's only four of these that exist in the world, so that's also kind of cool that I'm going with like an actual
fourth and final
quadrilogy.
Uh-huh. Quadrilogy. That sounds right. That sounds good. It's
a quadrilogy. So, and I'm going with one of my favorite movies of all time, Lethal Weapon 4, which is also my favorite in the series.
Oh,
yeah.
See, that's a key thing about a first round pick is the fourth one the best in that series?
In my opinion, it
for
is.
You, this it is.
And I've always talked about it. I've always told you guys that. I've never changed. I never change. I always stay the same. You
never
know
change,
I mean?
James.
But yeah, man, I mean, introduced Chris Rock into this, you know, which yep. later on, you know, he plays like a badass cop in this movie and later on gets slapped off of the. But anyways, you know, that's
yeah, Jet Li.
Jet Li in this fucking movie. It's just a really heartfelt movie with everything that they all went through in the first three movies and culminates to this movie. I just loved it so much. I don't know. I loved every aspect of this movie.
I feel you. This was the funniest of them.
Definitely the funniest. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt about that.
You know, like when Pesci joins the group, like he started to make it funny, but then you have Chris Rock and Pesci and like, you know, them playing off each other was very, very good.
And you still get that, you know, Gibson and Glover connection. So
yeah, dude, the relationships that were built during the filming of this franchise, like it's clear that these people loved each other in real life. You know, I don't know. Mel has a little bit of controversy, but I don't know. You know, I don't know. I don't. Yeah, but
it's no Estevez and Jackson, but okay.
I'll tell you what, though.
Maybe if there was a loaded weapon for, maybe I would take it, but
like. I don't know about you guys, but I really fuck with the last name Murtaugh.
Yeah, that's a cool name.
I don't know why, but it's always been like, I love that name.
Dude, Riggs and Murtaugh just saying that together, it sounds correct. You know what I mean? It sounds like, yeah, these are two dudes that fucking, that's right. You know what I mean?
I like that, man.
So I had to do it. This is probably a heart pick. It's probably not something that you guys would have picked number one, but.
I mean, it's definitely somewhere. I don't know exactly where on my ranking, but I definitely, yeah, I mean, it would have been draftable for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that it's from a four movie series and it's the best of the four. Because that's very rare. That's a very rare situation, in my opinion.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Andy?
Okay. Here's where I'm going to get, I guess, a little controversial. This is where we can start the debate. On fourth movies, because I am going to take one of the best fourth movies of all time, Mad Max Fury Road.
Fucking A.
Why would that not be a fourth movie?
Just like I wasn't sure if you guys were gonna do a thing like where it's like, you know, it's not 1, 2, 3, 4, you know.
Oh,
I mean, I think it is a direct sequel though to the other three, so and he's like, even though it's not Mel playing the character, it still is Mel's character, you know.
Yeah,
so
but yeah, this is crazy. We do this from time to time where just a random thing that we don't really talk about an insane amount all of a sudden gets like 2 or 3 weeks in a row of like talk, and it's like, where did that come from?
Yeah,
because we just talked about Action Bronson being in Mad Max Fury Road with cheese.
True.
That's right. Yeah.
Look, you got Zoe. Tom Hardy rocks that shit. Charlize brings the freaking thunder.
Yeah.
This movie slaps, man. It's one of those movies where I feel like it actually gets better and better, like over time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Which, like, because when I first watched it, I guess I didn't like catch everything necessarily. And I was like, and when I was watching, I was just like, well, this is a lot. and then each time I like started to embrace the chaos, like even more, like as I would watch it more and more.
Yeah. Well,
so for whatever reason, at first it didn't hit as hard. And now it's like, it's just consistently climbing up the charts for me.
Yeah, I don't necessarily like. I watched it once and I was not a fan. So it's one that, but everybody fucking loves it, and it's one of those ones where I'm like, I should.
You need to watch it.
Rewatch it. I just like, I remember just watching, going like, so they went down the road, and then they were like, nope, not no water here. Let's go back, and then it was it, and I was like,
so yeah, so watch it back because I think, like I said, I felt kind of the same way.
Yeah.
And then somebody I was talking with was like very passionate about it. I was like, okay.
But I also guess it's not about story, you know what I mean? It's just it's literally just like action porn, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's fucking beautifully shot.
And that's the thing about this movie is it's an incredible directorial feat. Like it's just fucking incredibly well done. Like it feels like Fury Road is a real road. Mm. Yeah.
Can't wait for fucking Rainbow Road coming soon.
Yeah. My turn. let's see if this sparks some debate. And I feel like it will, but I don't know. We'll see how everybody stands on this. Star Wars Episode 4.
A new I hope. Got no issues.
Okay. I have issues.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the first of the series.
It's the fourth in the story.
Doesn't matter. It's not a fourth sequel, though. The fourth sequel is one that I might take if you don't take it now, because it's one of the most hated movies of all time, but I love it. So I don't know. I'm kind of against this because A New Hope was the first one that you ever saw.
Okay. So, well, if that is the case, then that puts a lot of other things in line or takes things out for me. So, because I just didn't know where we stand for it. So,
yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
I mean, I like the idea. I can understand where you're coming from, that Chapter 4 is the fourth movie in a linear way.
Yes.
But the fact that you saw, this is the first time you ever saw Star Wars. This is the first time you ever learned anything about the series.
But there could be a young kid out there that's
it's the first time the world was introduced to Star Wars.
Here's what I want.
Not somebody that's 10 years old.
I think
Star Wars didn't exist before this movie, Drew. You know, that's what I'm trying to say.
If you list out chronologically
how
somebody should watch Star Wars.
Yeah.
Is this the fourth movie?
Well, see.
Yes.
Here's the other thing is there's also also side. We also get into the talk of universes and everything like that.
Yeah.
But
It's not the fourth sequel, though. It is the fourth movie chronologically, but it's not the fourth sequel.
Okay.
Right? I don't know. Maybe I'm being too critical. I don't know.
No, I'll eat a pick because at least we know.
Wait, hold on. So what is the original Star Wars called? Just Star Wars.
Star Wars, A New Hope. Episode four.
The one he just picked.
Now, what is so the one you just picked, A New Hope, is the same as the original that came out in 79 or whatever?
77?
Yeah. Yes.
That is A New Hope as well?
Yeah.
That's Star Wars A New Hope. Yeah. Episode 4.
This is the fourth one, in my opinion, then. See what I'm saying? If it was like Return of the Jedi,
if you then guys you could agree, argue
it's Star Wars Return of the Jedi. But if it's Star Wars A New Hope and this is the fourth one, to me it's the fourth one.
Yeah, but it was the first one released. Does that mean anything to you?
Ooh, it does.
Ooh, and then the second one that was released was Empire Strikes Back. And then the third one that was released was Return of the Jedi. And then the fourth one that was released was Star Wars Episode One: A Phantom Menace.
Ooh. Okay, James, you got me back on your side.
Well, technically, you throw in the holiday special in there. And
you don't throw in the holiday special.
I'm just saying.
Right. Are we going to throw in the Ewok movie, too?
Hey, dirty walk.
All right, I eat my first pick. Wrong one.
Oh, man.
All right.
That's not the only thing you eat.
Here's one that can't be disputed. And
jerk over best, here or jerk best over
of,
there?
Best of the series. Yeah, fuck it. It is. Rocky IV.
You know what? It's not the best of the series for me, but it's got the best villain of the series.
Yeah. Amoretti does.
Yeah. It's top three. It's top three.
I feel like with three, they had the formula. They needed Ivan Drago.
I feel what you're saying. I love that beach scene too much.
It's a good one. I know you do. It's the best in male entertainment.
That's right. But like, yeah, there's no better villain than fucking Ivan Drago, you know?
I still like that I'm holding strong and have never seen any of the Rockies beyond Rocky One.
That is so wild.
It's weird to me that this is the series. Like,
well, it was
like you watch Godfather 3. Like, normally, like you said, it's always like the lesser movies are the ones that you love.
Yeah,
like this is like the acclaimed movie.
I know. I should watch it, but
you know what I would love to do too.
You should have only seen Rocky Balboa.
Here's what I would love to do. James, you watch the Rocky series. Drew and I rank how you would rank it. And then if one of us is and then you also do how you think you would rank it up front. Whoever is the closest gets a steel card.
Okay. Let's do that. Let's do that in July.
Okay.
And I'll watch all the movies before July. Uh-huh. Like, we'll say, let's see what.
Well, we got to have a start date because we got to get this stuff beforehand. But I like this. Here's the other question. Are we including Creed in those? The Creed series?
I would like to. I mean, this is James' call.
Yeah.
Well, July 4th, Independence Day is on a Tuesday. So let's release this July 4th. Since Rocky is really like an American.
It's an American. You know,
an American story.
I like that.
So let's do that. July. Huh?
What are we releasing?
Well, we'll do an episode where you guys try to guess what my rank is of the movies.
Okay.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay. How about that? Okay.
I'll draft my ranking and then you guys draft your rank. Well, maybe you guys will have to go first and then I'll give you my rank at the end. And then we'll see a little different spin on it.
I'll even rank our Rockies.
I'll even let you guys get a steel card for whoever gets closest.
Oh, perfect.
All right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Speaking of perfect, Andy.
Oh yeah, I am. Let me go with who. Okay. God, do I go with my heart? The heart does what it wants, you know. I'm gonna go. Argue if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Another straight up banger. This is one that James may not love that I'm taking here. Because I'm stealing from him. I'm taking candy from his mouth. He's got it in his mouth. I bite down on the other side. I put a knee in his stomach. And then I pull back. And then the Snickers goes into my mouth.
What the fuck?
It's a mini Snickers.
I didn't even get like a little bite. Like I didn't tramp down like just in time to get a little taste.
No, because you went, oh, when I knee you in the stomach. So it came out.
Okay, all right.
And I'm taking Avengers Endgame.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. It was definitely on my list.
I should have went there just because it was safe.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what's there to say about this, you know?
Yeah.
Motherfucking Thanos snapped on it.
Dude, it's an incredible fucking movie. It's like
Iron Man snapped on it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Iron Man did.
Yeah.
You're not picking the third one.
Spoiler.
Yeah, whoops. But yeah, you got Karen Gillan. What else is there to say? Fucking Nebula.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Why say anything else, you know? Let's not even talk about anything else in that movie. Nothing else is even worth mentioning.
You got Brie Larson.
Oh.
Yeah. What else is there to say?
That's something else.
James, I guess we're done.
Also, shout out Jeremy Renner. Hope you're doing well, buddy. And shout out to Joe Russo. Not this Joe Russo, but our Joe Russo.
Yeah,
get you back soon.
He was on Nerdside last night, huh?
He was. Him, Goshi yeah. made an appearance.
Yeah.
It's great.
I tried to watch, but I was a little busy last night, which might be my Raven, actually.
Oh, okay.
Nice. All right.
Yeah.
All right, it's back to me now.
Yeah, man, fucking skate on our faces.
Damn. All right. I think I know where I'm going to go.
Come on, grind this nose.
Granted, this is my least favorite of the series. I still love the series so much that I still love this movie. And whether or not the bat suit had nipples or not.
Shit! I knew I should have done this already. This hurts.
I'm going Batman and Robin.
No, see, I love Chris O'Donnell.
Yeah, I do too.
Robin.
And actually, another weird thing about me is Batman Forever is my favorite of the series, which is crazy. But I love it so much. I just love that movie.
Dude, so, I get it.
But like, Batman and Robin, I mean, you had Schwarzenegger as Frost Freeze. Or whatever. Mr. Yeah. Freeze. Yeah, there you go. Deacon Frost from.
from you Blade. Had him as Jack Frost. Jack Frost.
And then you had fucking Poison Ivy, Uma Thurman.
Like,
come on now.
What a scene.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's talking about. You got the greatest Batman like one-liner in all of the franchise history.
And don't forget about Bane.
You know what I'm talking
about? Oh yeah, you had Bane. No, I don't. What was the one line?
Drew, I'll give you a chance to get this one.
Come on,
you guys know it.
I'll be back, man.
Nope. It's holy rusted metal, Batman.
I thought that was in Batman Forever.
That's Batman and Robin, isn't it? Oh, you're right. It is Batman Forever.
Dude, you don't fuck with me with my Batman knowledge.
You know what? You know, for that, I don't know. Maybe I'll like trade you something of lesser value on my team for something of greater value on yours.
Oh, shit. Look at that.
Yeah,
like you mean you're gonna steal my shit? Is that what you're trying to say? You know, the best thing about Batman and Robin, though, the number one thing about this movie is introducing Alicia Silverstone as Batgirl. Yeah. My God,
yeah.
And at this time when this movie came out, like that was the height of my fucking love and infatuation for Alicia Silverstone. So like, yeah.
You know what, James?
This movie was made for me.
I've been saying this and fighting it for a long time because I think it's the best made Batman. I think it's the best, maybe the best comic book movie ever with The Dark Knight. I'm going to join you on that hill of Batman Forever.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's the best of that series?
Yeah, I'm fucking just stepping up, sitting on your shoulders, and we're looking at the world.
It's a great movie. I mean, Jim Carrey and Tommy Lee Jones as the villain, like they... I felt like they blew the doors off. And then you find out later that Tommy Lee Jones fucking hated Jim Carrey throughout the whole fucking movie. But they played very well together. That I guess that just shows how Tommy Lee Jones is a real fucking professional.
He's a G. Yeah.
But like, and also Joel Schumacher, like, I've, you know, everybody knows that I've always been kind of like iffy on Tim Burton. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like, as much as I love Batman and Batman Returns, like, I just like that Joel Schumacher like added kind of more of a colorful element to Gotham, just with the way that he lit the set and the, I don't know. There's so much about that movie that I really liked.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked Val Kilmer as fucking Batman. Like I wished that George Clooney never existed in Batman and Robin, truthfully.
I ain't mad at that.
Just to clarify though, Andy, you said this was the best Batman movie.
No, Batman Forever.
Forever.
Batman Forever is the best Batman.
Best of this series. Best of the Tim Burton Schumacher series. That's what I'm saying.
Well, Andy said the best movie with The Dark Knight in it.
Oh, well, that Andy can be on that hill alone, but I'll meet him halfway up the hill.
I might have got too hot takey there.
Okay.
That might be my bad there.
Because there's a movie called Dark Knight that might disagree with me.
I know. I mean, I'm going to watch it back and be like, what the hell did I just say?
Okay. All right. I just wanted to walk that back. All right.
Yeah. We didn't have to.
We're still the hottest male entertainment, folks.
All right, James.
Yeah. James is back up.
Yep. Yeah. Here we go.
I'm surprised you haven't taken this one if you don't take it here. Let's see what happens.
I wonder what you think, because I kind of already said it, and I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. Star Wars Episode One, The Phantom Menace, is my next pick.
Man.
What a great first movie.
It's a great fourth sequel, for sure.
So this is the fourth movie, and it's Episode One?
Right. Yeah, we kind of went through this.
Okay.
We kind of already went through all that.
You got me.
But it's, for whatever reason, like, I've talked about this on the podcast before too, like, as far as movie going experiences, this is like in one of my top positions. Like, I went to it, this is years after Star Wars has existed for so long, and then all of a sudden George Lucas is like, all right, here's a fucking another one. And everybody was fucking hype. Everybody. People showed up dressed as characters. It's the first time I'd ever experienced that. I was like, I think I was either in eighth or ninth grade when this movie came out. And I just remember going to the theater the Wednesday before, or maybe it was like released on a Friday. Maybe it was a Thursday later. Night.
That was 99, right?
99. Yeah, okay, 99. So I was a sophomore or a junior in high school.
May 99.
Yeah.
Sophomore. Yeah. Yeah. I was a freshman. I do remember that.
Yeah. So I remember going to the theater at 11 o'clock and it was for a midnight showing. The movie was coming out either Friday or Wednesday. I can't remember if it was a Tuesday night or a Thursday night.
That May 16th, this. 1999. Let's look it up. Keep going.
Look it up. Yeah. But either way, like, we went to the first viewing at our local theater. Everybody, like, we knew everybody was there, just a bunch of fucking nerds waiting outside, like a bunch of them dressed in fucking Star Wars shit. Everybody is fucking wielding a lightsaber. The energy was high. Everybody was fucking excited. Right when the fucking, like, right when that fucking hit, everybody in the theater is just like, yeah, like fucking screaming and cheering. It was like, it was amazing. You're
talking about the 20th Century Fox when that came up?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right when those lights, the search lights started going, everybody was like,
It was a Sunday, by the way.
No, that's not right. That doesn't make sense.
Okay.
I don't know what that.
Oh, that's LA. May 19th was United States.
Okay. There you go. So it was a Wednesday then?
What? Why would it be LA?
That was probably like the viewing, like when all the Tuesday. Actors and everybody go. You know what I mean?
It was a Wednesday. It was a Wednesday.
So this was a Tuesday night. Yeah, the premiere. This was a Tuesday night at 11 p.m. And like, movie started at 12:01 a.m. And it was just, the experience was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget this movie because of that. And I'll always have love for it. I even dedicated a whole web page to Jar Jar Binks once he started getting all that shit.
Shout out.
So I just, I was really fucking really, really into it.
Should have called him JJ Brinks the way he brought the money.
That's right. Fucking A. And then, you get the Duel of the Fates song.
Yeah.
And I don't know. There's just so much about this movie to love. Even if you don't like the long ass pod racing scene and the fucking kid and whatever, I don't give a fuck what you don't
like. How can you not like that?
Let's talk about what let's talk about what you do like. You know what I mean?
Natty Portman,
baby.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I was high on Natty Light back then. No, pod, like, for real. Like, Who doesn't like the Quidditch match the best out of the Harry Potter thing? So who wouldn't like the pod racing the best in Star Wars, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not have a super long race scene?
That's the thing. I just dropped two mics.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to say. I feel like these are more personal picks than like the world isn't going to be behind me on these, but hey, this is what I love.
Yeah,
I love garbage.
Look, yeah. I don't think your picks are garbage.
Oh, hey, thanks. You know, I like that.
Look, at the end of the day, you have three picks. I have two, about to make three, and Drew has one.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's right. That's right. Yeah. A New Hope is a better movie. Don't get me wrong.
Go ahead.
Okay.
We set up a lot of rules with that one pick that I picked or unpicked. So
that's true. We did.
You tested the waters. You failed miserably. The water burned your little toes.
We'll see. We'll see if it burns somebody else later.
Yeah.
It's
well,
getting hot in the hot tub.
Hot in the hot tub. Oh, man. Okay. Shoot. Okay. I'm ready.
All right. Okay. You're on the clock.
This is going to be weird. No, I can't do that yet. I can't because you guys are going to challenge that one. So I'm not going to do that. But what I am going to do, I am going to take. Got to think about Drew here. It's too good. It's too good. I got to do it on him. Give me Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
Oh, fuck. That's a good fucking movie.
Good pick.
Yeah. It is an incredible movie, is what it is. Ghost Protocol is easily one of my favorite Mission Impossibles. So, it's fucking fire. Like, and this is another one of those series where literally I feel like they haven't like dropped off. You know what I'm saying? Even if you are like, okay, I like this one a little bit better, still the last one they shot or whatever was fucking phenomenal too. So this thing just keeps going. But Ghost Protocol is like cool fucking, you know, Tom Cruise. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's fucking cool ass Ethan Hunt.
Yeah. And even just the, like, in the movie when they, like, this is one of those movies where they say the title of the movie in the movie.
Yeah.
They're like, we got to implement Ghost Protocol. Like, right when they do that, dude, and Tom Cruise was like walking down the street and just fucking nabs a fucking leather jacket, and now he's not fucking Ethan Hunt anymore. He's just some dude in a leather jacket now. That's a straight badass.
Yeah.
And fucking working off the IMF fucking radar. Like, it's a badass movie from that moment on. Like,
this one on Rotten Tomatoes had like a 93% approval rating. So is one that like hit for, you know, everyone, even at a higher level. Because I would guarantee Mission Impossible movies, like, what's the lowest Mission Impossible movie probably hits? Like,
let's see here.
65% maybe?
I bet you it's like Mission Impossible 2 would be the lowest rated one. Yeah. Well, as far as on IMDb, Mission Impossible 2 has 6.1 stars out of 10. And
I was close.
Ghost Protocol has 7.4 stars out of 10. So,
okay.
Let's see. The highest rated one seems like the newest one.
Really?
Mission Impossible Fallout, is that the one? 7.7 stars out of 10.
Woo. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's pretty insane that it just like it keeps going up.
Just keeps getting better, dude.
Yeah. Mission Impossible. Are you ready for a hot take here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, another one. Let's go.
Okay. I think Mission Impossible movies are better than James Bond movies.
That's not hot to me.
Yeah, I like
that. Oh, okay.
That's a good take.
Yeah.
Because James Bond movies can be hit or miss.
Yeah, whereas I don't think I've seen a Mission Impossible movie where I'm like, I didn't walk out being like, fuck, that was awesome.
Yeah,
I think there's, you know, another comparable thing that I might get hot about, but for that, I think that's
okay. That's I like that you guys are on board with me.
But I've also, like I said, I've also never, like I used to say, I never got on board the James Bond train until Daniel Craig. So I've watched them, but they're just not like, it's like, okay.
Neat. James, you were right. Rotten Tomatoes, 56% for Mission Impossible 2.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's the John Woo one, and it just...
Yeah.
Like, as much as it's still a cool movie, and it's a good movie, like, it just wasn't the same. You know what I mean? It didn't follow the right formula.
Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of made it... John Woo kind of made it like a James Bond movie, truthfully. Tried to put like ladies in there and like have him being like this Don Juan kind of guy and like
right yeah
yeah,
this was like fucking, this was like cool epitomized in my opinion.
Yeah
like the way they fucking, like, what's the right word, the way they fucking like styled this movie, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah,
was badass. And actually, it's one of those things where I think Mission Impossible movies literally get better as they go along.
Ghost Protocol was even directed by the Pixar guy, Brad Bird. It was like his first live action outing or whatever.
Yeah, I do think, actually, now that you said it, because I'm looking it up. So Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol, 93%. Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation, 94%. Mission Impossible Fallout, 97%. So literally 2011, 2015, 2018, it just fucking kept going up. That is fucking wild.
Yeah. In 2011.
Yeah. What's your favorite Mission Impossible movies, though? Actually, real quick.
My favorite Mission Impossible movie is Mission Impossible 1. Red light, green light.
I you know, I could see that. And then Dropping Down, that was like a big thing that got spoofed.
No, I'm sense. Actually on board with you on this one, Andy. So
nice.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Wait, that Ghost Protocol is the best one?
Yeah.
Wait, is that what you said, Andy?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if he said it. I just.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a very close with me. It's Mission Impossible 1 and Mission Impossible 3, because the Philip Seymour Hoffman as the bad guy in 3 was like fucking, that movie was fucking incredible.
That's fair. Yeah. My second would be the last one they did. I just thought it was fucking cool as hell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's an incredible series.
All right. I'm going to go with two movies here back to back that are actually within the last 10 years. What order do I put them in? I guess it doesn't matter, but you know what, give me the 2022 movie Jackass Forever.
That's brilliant.
That's really good.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Again, because you kind of answered some questions on, side movies compared to actual movies. So
that you got it, because Wes took it on the on our draft. So
yeah, man, this is, like I said, it's just such a good fucking movie. Again, yeah, like we said, bringing up movies kind of close to each other, but why wouldn't you love a movie where a man's entire genitalia just gets covered in bees, you know?
What? All right, I got one for you. What do you think your favorite part of Jackass Forever is?
Honestly, like the girl doing the scorpion Botox. Like that shit, like that had me like really fucking dying. I mean, outside of like the beginning, the big things they do.
I think the beginning, like, I wouldn't count that one necessarily because that would probably be number one for me.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, that's fucking great. So yours is the bees.
Yeah. No.
James.
Oh.
Yeah, let's say the bee. I haven't seen the movie yet.
Oh.
I really need to watch it. It's just,
you know, honestly, there's like that whole scene there where it's her, it's Steve-O, and I forget who the other one is, but when Steve-O does the skateboard guillotine,
oh,
like that shit, that's one of those ones that you're like, because you know that feeling of like when you hit yourself on accident, it's just the worst in the world. It's just like, oh, like you just feel it to your fucking core.
You know you know what I most love about the whole Jackass franchise is just that, like, how cool these guys have, as they age, they have become even fucking cooler.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, they've all cleaned up their act. They've all become like fucking just really good dude. Like, they're guys that you can look up to, guys that have made a career out of getting hit in the fucking nuts.
Yeah.
And they're all,
that's one that hits super hard for me is Aaron in the cup test in this movie.
There you go.
Yeah, Francis Ngannou. Just a little spoiler. Francis Ngannou uppercuts Aaron in the nuts.
Yeah.
And if you know who Francis Ngannou is, you're just like, oh yeah, that's crazy.
I think I've seen that clip.
Yeah, it's
somewhere. Yeah,
brutal. But
oh, dude, they put that cup to the test for sure.
Yeah,
you know, even even Bam is now on his way to a comeback as well. Like he's starting, I love hearing that.
Yeah.
Like him and Steve-O are hanging out again. They're starting, like, he's becoming clean.
That's good.
That's so good.
If they do a Jackass 5 ever, maybe Bam will be in there. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
Again,
where are you going now?
You know, it's not even 10 years old. It's, I think, 8 years old. I'm going with Jurassic World.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's what I thought James was going to take. Yeah.
Oh, I was probably going to take it next, truthfully.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, Drew, you basically got your pick back by doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and I honestly should have. I just missed it on my list for my second pick, but I definitely should have picked Endgame, but just to bring it all back. But yeah, this was, dude, again, like it was the revival of the series and, you know, bringing the original back and, like, you know, tying it all in. And so, such a good fucking movie.
It's so funny to me how the Jurassic Park, Jurassic World series, like, Jurassic Park was so good, and then the movies just got significantly worse as it went on, and then Jurassic World came out, and it's like,
did the same,
it brought
thing.
Back all that nostalgia, and it was so fucking good. I loved every aspect of this movie. And then the next ones, I'm like, what the fuck, like, it just got significantly worse.
Yeah,
I don't understand why that is. Why can't somebody write a good sequel to the first of the sequels? You know what I mean? Like, it's so weird to me, but
yeah, we need a Jurassic City to bring it back.
From now on, any Jurassic Park trilogies that come out beyond this, I'll only watch the first one. I won't even go to the other two. If I watch them, it'll be on TV the same way I watched Jurassic Park 3.
Oh, man.
I've learned my lesson, Jurassic Park, you fuckers.
And it introduced Indominus Rex or whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That Jurassic World is badass, dude. Even that
great.
The big swimming alligator type of thing that they have in there.
Oh yeah.
Like, it's badass.
Yeah. And for that, like, to be the big fucking money shot at the end was just so
cool. Yeah.
I don't know why. I was really into fucking the first thing where Chris Pratt is kind of slowly walking and has the hand up for whatever reason. Like, that's one of the things I think of when I think about just Jurassic Park, just in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Him just kind of like walking dude that, up.
The dude so trained raptors, dude.
Yeah. That's how Andy's training his kid.
Hell yeah. It's not working.
You know what the, not working.
You know what the biggest problem is that they keep trying to bring the dinosaurs to civilization, and every time they do that, people fuck it all up. Like, all the people are the ones that fuck it up, you know?
Yeah, you know, well, that's a big theme in a lot of movies.
Yeah. Maybe they should just do a Godzilla where he's in Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
That's actually a good idea. Oh shit. Okay. All right. So this one's going to be interesting. I'm taking it either way, whichever one it is. However, in the series history, I've seen the fourth movie been listed as two separate movies. And I don't know what the correct answer is here.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first movie was Dr. Otto and the Riddle of Gloom Beam that had an unnamed cameo role for old Ernest P. Worrell. Yeah. So the fourth movie is either Ernest Goes to Jail, if you count that, or Ernest Scared Stupid, if you don't. And
I'm going to give you either one, buddy.
What's that?
I'm going to give you either one.
Well, then I'm going to go Ernest Goes to Jail.
Okay.
So you're saying he was a cameo in another movie.
So if you look at like Ranker, it had Ernest Goes to Jail as the number fourth movie.
Okay.
But if you just go by Ernest movies, like Ernest Goes to Camp, first one, Ernest Saves Christmas, yeah. 2, Ernest Goes to Jail 3, Ernest Scared Stupid 4.
I think you got
to
go Scared Stupid then, because it's not, I don't know if they're technically, if the first one's canon.
Yeah. And
that's what we're going by, of actual series, not side movies, side missions.
So do I lose my pick for saying Ernest Goes to Jail first?
No.
Okay. All right. Then Ernest Scared Stupid.
Unless James wants to take away his pick, but I
probably would have let you keep Scared Stupid. Like, we've always used Ranker as kind of our guiding light on the draft pod, so, but it's up to you, you know, whatever you want to do.
Well, we made the rule earlier of not.
Yeah, I kind of do agree with Drew in the sense that we did make that rule, and I fucked him over, so now.
It's just, it's weird you have to be that fucked like, over too. Even in the Wikipedia, it says, like its predecessors, Dr. Otto and the Riddle of Gloom Beam, Ernest Goes to Camp, Ernest Saves Christmas, and Ernest Goes to Jail. So it almost makes it seem like in Wikipedia that it's the fifth one, but I almost view it as the fourth one. So I don't know what's right. Can I just call it Ernest?
Well, let's go Scared Stupid, even though.
All right, put in Scared Stupid.
Yeah, that movie's horrifying.
It's a great movie, though. It's a great Halloween movie.
You're keeping track of this, right?
Wait a second.
I have track of any of that. Okay.
Okay. Because you just said put it in. I thought the same thing, James.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. I'll enter it into the fireplace here.
So, yeah, I actually am keeping track.
Okay, good. All right, good.
Yeah.
All
right.
But, yeah.
I love Ernest.
I do, too.
I'm going to tell you.
Scared Stupid is... Goes to Jail is the best of the Ernest movies, in my opinion. Ooh. But Scared Stupid is horrifying to me. I have very bad memories of that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know that. You guys know
I'm with you on Goes to Jail, but I could understand somebody saying Saves Christmas.
Oh, dude, for me, it's Goes to Camp.
Oh, Goes to Camp, too. Yeah, you're right. Shit, I don't know what the right order is.
Goes to Jail is just... I loved the fucking bad Ernest. I loved him shooting lightning out of his fucking fingers at the end and shit.
Oh,
I loved that whole fucking movie. Goes to Jail is fucking hilarious to me.
It is. The pain scene in court.
Yeah. It was the reason that I went to go see Scared Stupid and literally got scared stupid.
Yeah. I like Scared Stupid, though. I really do. So.
Yeah, I mean, I like it now, but when I was a kid, I don't know why, it really scared the shit out of me.
Dude, I get it. Like, you're talking about the dude that didn't fuck with Hocus Pocus.
All right. So James.
When we get scared at shit that's not scary, it's so funny. All right.
Yeah, we should do two podcasts about it.
All right. Man, I got some fucking bangers. I still got some pretty fucking big bangers here.
Okay.
And like Drew's ball sack here is one of the biggest bangers. All right.
Meaty clutter.
This movie is universally hated, I feel like. Although it has 6.2 stars on IMDb, so I don't know if it's universally hated. But it coined a term that like people use instead of saying they jumped the shark. It coined a new term, and it nuked the fridge. And as much as people hate this movie, I fucking loved it. And I loved fucking Shia LaBeouf as the son. I loved everything about Indiana Jones Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. It makes me mad when people get so mad about it, because it's a fun fucking movie. And Indiana Jones has never been realistic. You know what I mean? Nothing in Indiana Jones ever, like, you don't have to fucking follow the rules of physics in reality, because Indiana Jones does not do that ever. You know what I mean? So like, that's why I used to get furious when people would shit on this movie because, oh, that couldn't happen. Well, yeah, none of it could fucking happen. You know what I mean? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, they're acting like the snake thing.
Yeah, like the Ark of the Covenant. None of it's gonna happen. You know what I mean?
Fair.
But yeah. Fair. But anyways, this was another movie, like, they reintroduced something from my childhood that I love so fucking much.
Yeah.
And I was super excited to see it. I enjoyed the fuck out of it when I watched it. I've watched it many times since. You know, every time it pops on TBS, I still watch this movie.
Dude, you know what's crazy? I credit you with putting me on to two main things. Childish Gambino, Shia LaBeouf.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah.
I used to make you watch Even Stevens in my
it was amazing.
We used to live with Ron, and my room was the only room with AC.
Yeah.
And I would just watch fucking Even Stevens marathons.
Fuck yeah. That was the best. That we had some weird ass TV. I don't even remember what it was called. I found it, I think, like some subscription.
It was like
it wasn't Direct TV, but it was like something else.
Yeah.
Like Boom or some shit like that. I don't even know.
But
I remember that was like the first thing you were like, oh shit, they got Even Stevens. And like, yeah, I just became a massive fan.
I used to love that, just that room alone, because like we would have like parties and girls and all of our friends come into the house. Mm-hmm. And for like, it was the one time in my life that everybody ended up in my room, like chicks all over 100%. My bed, like everybody, because the house was fucking disgusting and hot as fuck, and my room was clean and had an AC in the window.
My room was so hot, but I just had the fan full blast at all times.
Hottest in male entertainment.
That's right.
That's so true. Oh man, hot
male entertainment.
So she did drag on so raven, so she
Kevin Aldridge.
Mm-hmm.
Got me soaked.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Woo! Got me sweating from my nips to my tips. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Got me 10 toes down and one ass up.
That's the way I like to fuck.
10 toes down, one ass up. That's the way I like to fuck.
Oh, man. Drew, you got something.
Oh, yeah.
You have a raven.
I have a raven, guys. Rarely do I come with some music. But my brother sent me a text, I don't know, last week, 2 weeks ago. I just haven't talked about it. And it's a song by, I believe, somebody I picked back in September when we did White Rappers. Mm. And it's he's got a new album coming out in May, and this is released. It's Atmosphere.
Yes.
And he released a song called Okay, and it's okay. It's like he heard the Resignation album and was like, yeah, let's just do that. Because it's just like, yeah, it's all going to be okay.
Yeah.
So
I like that.
But yeah, I'm going to try to drop some knowledge on everybody.
And if I got one wish, I'd probably waste it trying to make myself an optimist. It's ironic because most of my thoughts are positive. Just hopping the whip. I promise not to drive off of the cliff. Happiness is my favorite physical feature, but I'm afraid I'll figure out that it's a mythical creature. I need to believe in a simulation that we live in. Spent the whole stimulus. Check on some stimulants. I'll be okay. Just freestyle the answers. If you feel it, put your hands up in front of surveillance cameras, okay? I don't take the buffet for granted. Make you understand it when you see me licking my plate. We gotta travel through space to keep the family safe. Check
your... Yeah.
I like fucking that.
Dude, yeah. I'm totally into that. I'm gonna fucking look that up. That's probably gonna make my playlist.
Just looking at Jabroni U YouTube history, it's definitely up there. I've been playing it a lot since it got sent over to me, so fucking love
Hell
it.
Yeah.
Fucking okay. It's like a yeah.
nice relaxing beat.
Yeah, I mean, Atmosphere, I would say, if you're looking up unique, if you remember the thing that's unique words from rappers.
Oh, yeah.
Atmosphere is probably high up there.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Big fan, big fan. Like that, like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Sunshine is like one of the things that I often play when I'm not feeling fantastic. So Atmosphere's got some of that there. I love that.
Yeah, there's a song he's got, You, like that one's really one that's like has always really hit with me.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
Either of you have a raven?
Yeah
Go ahead.
I got something. Just last night I went with two past guests of the Draft Pod, BC Murphy and Tim the Dairy Farmer.
Okay.
And I sat through two of their shows. Just first we went to dinner or whatever, and then I just kind of hung out with them at the club. And
man, you did all this on a Monday night?
Exactly, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I was real tired today at work, but I'm all right, you know.
Good.
The second show, the 9:30 show, the first show, you know, it was a good show. But you know, I've seen Tim and BC's material like a million times. So, you know, it was really just fun hanging out between shows and like bullshitting and, you know, doing the old comedian thing, you know, cracking jokes left and right. But the second show, the 9:30 show, it was a very, unruly audience. And, it was really like, I almost wish that I had this show on video because like,
oh wow,
BC Murphy on stage, dealing with this audience was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my whole life.
I can only imagine.
Like he like the way he tries to decimate me on this podcast every time he's here, he was doing that to any person that said anything at any moment. And it was absolutely fucking hysterical. And
it was
a master class in how to deal with and dude, there was even like the fucking fabled bridesmaid group in the fucking audience. Like, that's how this night was. And everything that people said, it was almost like the universe handing BC, like, here's this gift, and you can just roll with it. Because, like, even one of the guys, he was asking the guy, what do you do for a living? And the guy's wife yells out, he's a gynecologist. And BC's like, what the fuck? He's like, are you really a gynecologist? Because the universe, if that's the case, the universe is totally on my side tonight. It was amazing. And then because everybody everybody really had a good time too, so it wasn't like people were getting pissed off. He made it a good time, and by the end, Tim and BC got up and did 185 the improv game, and it was just really fun. Like, the things that they were being given from the audience to do, to I don't know, it was really fucking good. I really wish that I had it on video, but it just lives up in here. And
That's even better.
Yeah.
That is something that's incredibly cool that I think I wish more people could experience and do, which I think that's some of why there's other reasons, obviously, but some of the comedy clubs are taking phones away and stuff like that. Like the idea of experiencing something with some people that were also at this place, and it just lives in everyone's brains of like being this badass cool moment in time that happened, and there's nothing anywhere about it. It's just this memory that's yours and you get to have it.
Yeah.
That's kind of fucking cool.
It is. Yeah. It is. It's actually very fucking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely one of those comedy moments that's going to definitely live rent free in my mind for a long time. And it kind of made me, even though I've kind of stated that I'm done with stand up comedy in a way, it kind of made me get a little bit of a tingle to want to kind of get back
get
up.
Get that itch.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Ultimately, it was a fucking, it was a hell of a night, and I enjoyed the shit out of it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to give BC a compliment, but he did a fucking amazing job. You know?
For that, he deserves a spot to come back.
Yeah. Well, we already have the,
we got black and white foods, right?
Yeah. No, black and white movies, but black and white has to be in the title.
Okay. All right. Black or white, or both words have to be.
Black or white. Right? Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Well, speaking of white, there is a cool thing that's happening, and the cast of Ted Lasso is visiting the White House. Today, I think Monday.
Yeah.
To discuss importance of importance of mental health and well-being. So pretty fucking cool.
How awesome would it be if like they got the government to really focus on mental health based off of Ted Lasso's cast?
and holy shit, the third season off to a hell of a start. It just reminded me of why I love this show so much. It's got everything you want. It's fucking,
dude.
It's the humor. It's so heartwarming. Like, makes you feel good. It makes you like want to be better.
Yeah,
you know.
I was talking to Kevin, and I told him, I was like, I need a Phoebe in my life that can just point out things to me that's just so obvious that I don't see. Mm-hmm. Like she did that in episode one at one point, and it's just like, damn, I need that. I need someone to be like, hey, stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's like, I don't know. It's going to consistently creep up where, I mean, it might already be a top five TV show of all time for me. Just, there's something about it that I get something out of it every time.
Yeah.
Aside from the humor and all of that, like I literally take something from it. And this last episode did that to me. I don't really want to give away what it gave to me, but you know, it's one of those things that I'm going to keep in my head where it was a fucking, you know what? Fuck it. I'll say it. Whatever. I'll tell the people.
Yeah, fuck it. We'll just talk about it every week, like after party.
Yeah.
This is your 8 week spoiler.
Yeah. Spoiler. So what it gave to me is when Ted Lasso's son was going back, you know, to the USA, and there was this like kind of thing where like he didn't want it to go. It just gave me this like this weird appreciation, I guess, for like
having your son, like,
yeah, and me not wanting to like have a situation where like, you know, I wouldn't be able to have as much time as I do with him.
Yeah,
if that makes sense. Yeah, because it was 100%. Like he got him 6 weeks at a time. And like I could see him looking at things, and it just gave me this like, oh shit, sometimes I need to just fucking stop and be like, it's pretty cool that like I'm basically here for him every day of his life, outside of if there's like a couple travel things here or there. But yeah, it was just like one of those things that it like it weirdly like goosebumped me up and like made me a little weirdly emotional, I guess. Maybe it's not weird. Yeah. Maybe I'm just being weird by saying it's weird. Yeah.
No, I like it.
It's so weird that I actually care for my kid.
Yeah, but like I don't know. You know, it was just one of those things that it. This is how the show fucking opened.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh fuck. Like if that's doing that to me within the first 5 minutes of the season opener.
Fucking A,
you know.
Yeah.
Hey, and speaking of travel things where you're gonna leave your kid behind for a couple days, catch the Draft Pod Boys if you watch NBA at all. We're gonna be at the Orlando Magic game, so check us out. Yeah. Maybe we'll be in the audience, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right, next Sunday
we're gonna bring the hottest in male entertainment to
this Sunday
the NBA.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I meant.
This upcoming Sunday.
Yeah. This upcoming Sunday, which is the next Sunday.
March 26th, Orlando Magic versus the Brooklyn Nets.
There it is.
Let's do it.
Let's do's it. Yeah.
Wait, what day?
March 26th.
Yeah.
I think you should know that.
Yeah, this upcoming Sunday.
I for some reason, I heard 22nd. I was like, that's not right.
No, yeah.
Okay.
You're right. That's not right.
that is definitely not right. But yeah, shout out Ted Lasso. If you haven't seen any of it yet, go back and watch the beginnings. And if you have, episode one's out.
Watch that shit.
Out of my mouth, out of my chest, out of my hair. Ooh, that's so gross. So baby.
Jerk it to the left.
Jerk it to the right. Jerk it to dudes. You'll be jerking all night.
Guys are interrupting Kevin.
Yeah, sorry, Kev.
My bad, Kev.
It's just a remix.
Yeah, we're just jumping on that bitch as a remix.
Hey, James, why don't you jump on that bitch?
Okay, so here we go. So we had a hell of a run with this series of movies, and what the fuck? Are you all right?
It's gotta be Kane.
Did you just have your period?
Cranberry juice, man.
We had a good run with this movie, and after with this series, and after this movie, the whole series fell to shit. So this was our last hurrah.
Okay.
And really, if I want to be honest, this would probably be my least favorite of the four, but it's still worth watching, and it's not to the point where it's unwatchable like it does get to. So I'm going Scary Movie 4.
Oh, okay.
That's my next pick.
I'm not mad at that.
Wait, are there more? There's more scary movies?
Yeah. Scary Movie 5 can go fuck itself. And I think there's even a Scary Movie 6.
There's one with Mac Miller.
The Mac Miller one definitely can go fuck itself.
Oh, man.
Wow. It's absolutely fucking horrible. But Scary Movie 4 was like the last watchable version of Scary Movie. I think even Scary Movie 5, I think Anna Faris dropped out. So like she was done with the series after 4. And of course, Scary Movie 3 was the first one that the Wayans brothers wasn't totally behind. So
yeah.
Four was the last hurrah.
Four is the one that had Dr. Phil, right?
Yeah.
Was three the, what was their names? The brothers, right? They're the ones who wrote it, the ones who did Airplane and shit.
Let's see here. Three was Craig Mazin, Pat Proft. Oh, and I guess the Wayans brothers did have something to do with three. Maybe, oh no,
it just says they're probably just like producer.
It just says characters. So written by Craig Mazin and Pat Proft.
Okay.
Scary Movie 3. And that was the one where it was the Grudge and the aliens pissing out of the finger. Leslie Nielsen was introduced. And then Scary Movie 4 was War of the Worlds. Wait, that was like the whole parody was War of the Worlds, and it was still very funny. But then Scary Movie 5 gave up completely. anything beyond 4, just don't even worry about watching. It's fucking horrible. But yeah, Scary Movie 4. I love the whole series. Like all four of them are so much fun to watch. So fucking funny. Scary Movie 2 is my favorite of all time, but yeah.
Man, I guess they didn't. For some reason I always
Andy, I can't hear you. Are you muted or something?
Oh yeah, I am.
There you go. I saw your lips moving and I was like, man.
Yeah, I got burned by the light, and then I guess something happened.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I'm standing on that hill riding on your shoulders about Scary Movie 2.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. 2's amazing.
Two is fucking absolutely incredible.
Yep.
And then truthfully, 3 and 4 may be above. Actually, I would say Scary Movie 1 might be, as much as I love them all. So don't get me wrong. Like when I'm saying I love this one more than this one, it's like by this much. But Scary Movie 1 might be my least of the four.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I would have it 2, 1, 3, 4.
Yeah. I think I probably would go 2, 3, 4, 1.
Okay.
Yeah. Now that I think about it.
Andy, what are you going next?
I am going back to Cali.
That's the way I like to fuck.
Okay. This movie.
10 toes down.
It's a weird segment. No, you know what? I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go with this one because I love the whole damn series, and it doesn't matter which one you put on. You get banger after banger after banger, and I'm getting Police Academy 4, Citizens on Patrol.
Oh, fuck. Dude, and
on Patrol. At first I thought James was talking about that, and I was going to be like, dude, it just gets better after this.
So yeah, this is on Patrol is a really funny one though. It's like it's in the top of the Police Academy sequels.
Yeah. It is so fucking good.
This one, was this the last Gutenberg, or was 5 the last Gutenberg?
Gutenberg's in this one.
I know he's in this one, but is he in the fifth one?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Once they lose Gutenberg, the movies did start to drop off, truthfully.
I did still like them though.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. They're fucking watchable. They're fucking still funny as fuck. But
yeah. But yeah, I'm pretty sure. I don't think he was in five.
Yeah. The Goots really like amped up the Police Academy movies. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, man. Steve Glutenberg, you know.
Yeah. Part five was gluten free.
Yeah, that's a mic drop. Yeah, just go straight to Drew.
Okay, shit.
Hell yeah, I'm proud of that one.
It's so good.
All right, so this is five.
I mean, it's four for you.
Well, it's five though. I gotta go back later and get my first.
I just put Rocky IV as your first. Whoops.
No, move it all down one, bro. All right. Look, you know, this series, I feel like, you know, people maybe shit on this movie, but it's definitely not the worst. And I'm gonna go Vegas Vacation.
Yeah, I had that one.
It's funny.
Yep. Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
And man,
where's the damn bait?
Hottest Audrey.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And even Beverly D'Angelo was looking good in this movie. This movie came out like
97.
It was a time for me. I would have been like 14.
It's on HBO Max now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and Ethan Embry played Rusty in this movie too.
Fucking Nick Papagiorgio.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah.
Wayne Newton.
Yeah, this was pre Randy Quaid going absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the first vacation film National Lampoon to not have a screenwriting credit from John Hughes.
Oh shit.
Wow. Crazy. Yeah.
That's an interesting fact. Is that cause he did he pass away in around this time?
Ooh.
I wonder.
He died in 2009, so
it was 2009, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's probably just like, nah, I'm cool.
Well, I think
you see that stack of money? I think I'm good.
I think he stopped doing movies a little bit before.
He's like, I'm done working with Chevy.
Yeah,
yeah, he saw it early.
yeah.
Not that early. He put a lot of effort into Chevy.
Yeah, in 97, he was a part of Flubber in Home Alone 3.
Oh, maybe he was busy with those. Well, I feel like Home Alone 3 was probably just a credit.
Yeah, probably just characters or something.
Written and produced.
No, he didn't write Home Alone 3.
He probably just got the credit because it's his movies, though.
It says written.
No fucking way. John Hughes wouldn't have written that piece of shit.
Written and co-produced by John Hughes.
Oh my God.
Maybe he just lost it.
Yeah, no wonder he fucking died. I'm just kidding. That's horrible.
Good for him. Not soon enough, if you ask me.
Oh man.
All right.
Yeah, no, I do love this pick though. And actually I kind of want to go watch this on HBO Max now.
Yeah, right? Like there's a couple of these I'm like, damn, I kind of want to watch these movies the whole series. I did that with Police Academy actually. I was like, damn, I really want to watch like 1 through 7 whatever it is.
This whole round actually I did that.
Save third.
There's a reason that a lot of these movies got to a fourth sequel. It's because they're like loved movies, you know?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go with one. I know this is probably not on either of your radar, but it was a movie that I fucking love watching it. And I love any movie that deals with a fucking revolution. You know, there's nothing better to me than people rising up against the authorities that be, even if those people aren't necessarily people. Give me Planet of the Apes or Conquest of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, shit. Okay.
This is the first one where I think it's maybe even the first time we see Caesar, but it's definitely Caesar, you know, leading the revolution in what is kind of modern times. So, yeah, it's just a very, very good movie. It's the apes.
This is from the original Planet of the Apes.
Yes, like, the originals. Yes, yes,
okay. This one's 1972.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's a great fucking, you know, like, it's so funny because Jimmy J. Knox and I, RIP, we got really hooked on these movies back in the day. And there's one, like, there's this particular movie has a clip that the Breakup used, which is their old band, actually in their album.
Oh, shit.
It's this speech that he's given. Like, it's fucking awesome. Like, it's a really, like, fucking... Like, I don't know, like I said, as far as like a revolution type, like, you know, almost on that, like, fucking William Wallace level speech, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's like one of those, but it's fucking from a monkey. So,
dude, it says it's set in the far off future of 1991. Like, I know. That's hilarious.
I know. There's another one that.
We dodged a bullet on that one, guys. Yeah.
Another one that might get picked that it actually was like in the future and it's 2018.
Oh, man.
Oh, right. Shit.
That's great.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. All right. This one, look, this might be the best of the series in a beloved franchise. In my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And it is surprising given how much joy this brought to people all around the years of these dropping. And look, I'm Andy, so I gotta go Toy Story 4.
Oh, the fucking A.
I almost this almost went this round for me too.
Yeah. Dude, Toy Story 4 was like had me up in tears. I'm not gonna lie.
I
saw this one in the theater and I was just like, just trying to do that, like, you know, I got something in my eye, you know, kind of deal. But like, it was really well done. Forky was a great you know, entrant into the series.
We're all just trash.
Yeah. And you know, it's kind of the last one with Hanks and Alan, and you kind of, you know, love those two together. And there's something beautiful about, like, kind of leaving what's comfortable, you know, leaving what you think like you need to still be around to protect, and like just going and living that fucking life. You know?
Yeah.
And there's something really fucking beautiful about it.
That scene we're fucking, he's like, she'll be okay. Bonnie will be okay. And you're like, oh, like,
yeah, dude. Woo, goosebumped up right now, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's fucking great. The addition of Key and Peele was awesome too.
Yeah.
Those characters are hilarious, but like, yeah, this might be the one that I end up going back to more often. And for a while, my kid was watching all these Toy Story movies over and over, so I would always be hyped when it was like time for the fourth one to pop on, you know?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. It's an incredible series, man.
Fuck yeah.
James,
back to me, huh?
Back to Breeze.
All right. Fuck. All right, I think I'm gonna go with this route. All right, here we go. So when I was young, these movies were just the, it was like some of the funniest stuff I'd ever seen at the time. I felt like these movies were made for me and my friends, and I fucking loved all the characters, and I'm going to go American Reunion.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
American Pie, American Pie 2, American Wedding, American Reunion. As much as this is like the worst of the four, the best thing that they did in this movie, American Reunion, was they relegated the Kevin character to like one fucking line.
They did basically just write him the fuck off.
But he was a background character in this, like, because he's like, he was the worst version of all the characters in all the movies. And I just thought it was so funny that, like, in this movie, they didn't even let him say but one or two words the entire fucking movie.
Yeah.
And also, this series introduced me to Sean William Scott, and I'll always hold it in high regard for that, because that guy, to me, is one of the funniest dudes.
Like, yeah. I'm still... It's weird thing that happens every once in a while, and I guess this kind of happened with Brendan Fraser to some degree too, right? And he just jumped out from behind that shit.
Yeah.
When it went in that that Oscar. But Sean William Scott kind of got, like, he was so good at what he did.
Yeah.
That he almost got like grouped in as like that's who he is or whatever.
Oh, as the Stifler.
Yeah, and I feel like I wouldn't be shocked if at some point out of nowhere, Sean William Scott, like, all of a sudden we're like, oh, fuck. He does something and he just absolutely destroys it. And people are like, I didn't know he had that in him.
He's due for that resurgence moment. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But even fucking Jim had his little, Jason Biggs had his little resurgence moment, like with Orange is the New Black, although he didn't really write it out very well. I think he's back to being behind the scenes again. But either way, you know, like, just the American Pie movies in general were so fucking funny to me. They coined the term MILF, for God's sakes. Like, it's insane that I lived a life where during my lifespan, the term MILF became a thing. You
know? And then it became some huge, like,
now it's searched 1 billion times a day on Pornhub.
It's so insane. Like, all from a movie that was like, this is funny.
Yeah, exactly.
It's definitely searched earlier today.
But yeah, so American Reunion. And it's definitely worth the watch. If you're going to watch four movies from the series, watch these four and then give up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you haven't watched any of them, then okay. Don't
see,
watch
this, it. This is one I should have wrote this down just in case, but I didn't, because the offshoots came first and I was like, oh, that's how we're like.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, so you're talking about like Bandcamp?
Yeah. But because of the rules we set up with Star Wars, Bandcamp doesn't count.
Yeah.
Like this is the cast. You know what I mean? It's a direct sequel to.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. So.
All right. Last one for you.
Oh yeah.
Last one.
Dude, I'm gonna say this with all due respect. This is a James team if I have ever seen one.
Oh fuck, it's super Jamesy. Yeah.
This is like. Yeah.
And I think I know where I'm going to go next. I just kind of want to scroll through my list real quick and make sure that I'm not missing something. And I think I'm good. And I'm going to go Terminator Salvation.
Ooh.
That's the one I was talking about. Is 2018.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, in the future of 2018.
Dude, this movie has Christian fucking Bale in it as John Connor. Like,
it's a solid return. And that's where I was talking about, like, sometimes this is like the spike. Like, this is one that I feel like it dips with Rise of the Machines and then spikes back up with this and then comes back down.
Agreed. Yeah, 100%. You're right.
Yeah.
And like this movie, the only reason that this movie didn't like pop off a new resurgence in Terminator was because of that Christian Bale thing that happened behind the scenes where he started yelling at the lighting guy. Uh-huh. And somebody caught it on recording, and it made like a fucking dark cloud over the entire fucking production. But this is a fucking good movie, and it's solidly done. And shout out to Mick G, who is also the guy who gave us the OC.
FYI. Okay,
the guy who produced. He's the guy who produced the OC and made sure that we got to see that show. So
I'll say this.
Yeah,
this is the third best Terminator movie.
Agreed.
Fucking A.
Yeah,
I think I'm down. I think it's 214.
214.
Yeah, 214. Yep.
Exactly. There you go.
Phew. All right.
Fucking A.
Damn,
indeed.
Oh, also, Anton Yelkin in this movie, too.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out, RIP.
It's always a fucking bummer to see him.
I know. I fucking love that guy so much. I hope he's fucking looking down on us right now, thinking, yeah, these guys still get it.
These guys are the best in male entertainment.
Okay. I'm excited to talk about this because it's not one that's often been talked about on the podcast, but these movies growing up were a shit ton of fun for me. I enjoyed even the commercials that featured this particular thing. There was insulation commercials. And so I'm taking the Return of the Pink Panther.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Okay. I really enjoyed these, like these Peter Sellers, Pink Panther movies. You know, it's some of what I like with like the comedy mixed with also kind of the crime and, uh-huh. and suspense kind of stuff. Like, it's why I had, that's why I have this love of like the Knives Out movie.
Yeah. Whodunits.
I love those style. And this was like one of the first ones I remember like loving. Like, I loved this. I loved Columbo. I like didn't miss episodes of fucking Columbo. Shout out Peter Falk.
That's the way I like to Falk.
Yeah.
Am I another mic drop?
Yeah. Yeah. Mic dropped me.
Just cutting Andy off.
Two mic drops. All right, yeah. Drew.
Oh shit. All right. That's the way I like to fall. Oh, that's fucking gold. All right, so this is my last pick, right? Like seven. I mean,
this is seven, and then you got to do one.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. That's gonna be my one. All right, fuck it. You know, I talked about it before. Like, I know for some reason this movie got a lot of shit, but because of the whatever, too comic, too haha. But man, did this movie fucking make me cry? And I'm going with Thor: Love and Thunder.
Ooh.
Oh shit! Okay.
I
haven't seen it yet. I need to watch this. This is one of the Marvel Same movies here. That got away from me.
Yeah, it's yeah. I'd love to know what you guys think.
Whoops! I just spelled it Thor, L-O-V-E and Thunder, like Thor's having sex with thunder.
Love and thunder.
Love and thunder.
Love and thunder. Hello, thunder.
I guarantee that's a fucking porn parody.
Just a girl with thunder thighs.
Love and thunder. Yeah, it's just all fucking ass porn.
All thick bitches.
Yeah.
Thick,
yeah.
Oh, man. Fucking three C's.
Three C's. Four. Three on the bottom, one on top.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man. I don't know. I just, man, I wish you guys did see it. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff that I really enjoyed in this movie. And, you know, it's like talk about like just have fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure I'm going to like it, you know.
Yeah.
And I think I will too, because again, for me,
mm-hmm.
Ragnarok is my favorite MCU movie.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's so still like, kind of like, and yeah. That, like, I guess that's the big thing is like, oh, he ruined a thing. Like, did he? Like, it's just like, yeah. It's just people, like this just turned up a little bit because it's the sequel. So
people just don't like Lady Thor because they're like fucking misogynists, you know?
They're got parlors and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
Let me give you a misogyny.
Oh, dude, you know what's crazy?
Mm.
Massage people are like therapists, right?
Yeah.
So if you're a misogynist, the rapist.
All right. So for my number one overall pick, I knew
that's the way I like to fuck, right?
I knew I could wait on this, and this might be personally a very like high number one for me, and it is Halloween 4: The Return of Michael Myers. Oh, yeah.
Is that the Paul Rudd one?
No, that's 6. This is this is the one. So they did the first two like back to back, and then waited a couple years, did 3, which got away from Michael. And this was 1988, so it was exactly 10 years. And like by that time, people were fucking itching for that, especially with all the other movies that were out at this time. So you know, it was the return of the slasher, so one of the original slashers too. So
hell yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was. It's I said
his mask looks on point in this movie.
See, that's where we disagree.
Oh.
the cover, like the cover mask, it looks awesome, but it differs from like the one he wears in the movie.
Oh really?
Yeah, like it's very like it's super white. In the, I don't know, it's just weird.
And oh, that, shit. Okay. Whoops. Hold on. Yeah. I was just going off the cover, everyone. Yeah. I didn't realize that in the movie, it looks like Teddy Perkins, the Atlanta episode with Gambino. Anybody knows that reference?
I do know. I barely watched that show, but I know that, or seen anything from that show, but I know that reference. Oh shit. Yeah, and then 5, I think the mask gets even worse, but yeah, dude, this is and this is the,
why would the mask change? Like, I mean,
well, he has to get it. I mean, it shouldn't, like,
does he go to the store and buy a new one?
Well,
paint it white.
He does, exactly, like it. I guess they couldn't find another William Shatner mask.
I just don't get that.
That's bizarre.
Like, why would a director think that Michael Myers is going to go to Party City and get a new mask? Like, and why not have that movie where he goes and kills everyone at Party City just to get a new mask? You know what I mean?
Dude, like, that movie would slap.
I don't know.
That's what funny. What was my fucking remake of Halloween recently that was You guys were even like, oh, it was a Christmas movie.
Oh yeah,
that's Teddy Perkins.
Yeah, yeah. What I just put in the chat.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, it was when we built our own Christmas movies, and it was Michael was mad because all the fucking the Christmas shit was out at the store already.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He was so retired from killing, but that brought him back.
The all fuck right. It's fucking October.
All right, back to me with the Courtney rule. All right, this is a movie, like, again, there are some movies that it, like, they're just these these movies that are just the fucking popcorn movies, right? And this is what this is. And for whatever, because I don't judge them like as like good or bad movies. They're just movies. And that's what this falls in the line for me. And I'm going to go Pirates of the Caribbean 4 on Stranger Tides. Like, okay. For some reason, I love these movies. They're not great. They're like, they're not going to
win. I feel like I've never really heard you like talk about being a Pirates fan.
Yeah. Well, we never really talk about or like have a chance that to like true. Bring them up. And because I wouldn't pick
Is there
them.
Something there we should be doing then if we've never, like, should we do like best
Johnny Depp maybe?
Movies? No. Well, Johnny Depp, yeah, I guess you could do that. But best if we do Johnny movies? Depp, the pirate movies are going to go low.
Yeah.
So if we do like ship movies, movies on a ship.
Why don't we do pirate movies? There's a ton of pirate movies. Movies with pirates in them. Fuck yeah.
Is there? Yeah.
There's like a, there's even Dodgeball has a goddamn pirate in it, dude. Like there's a million fucking pirate movies.
That's true. Rookie of the year. I think he strikes out Barry Bonds as a pirate, right?
Yeah. There you go. There's a porn movie called Pirates. That's like one of the best fucking porn movies of all time.
That was the first high quality porn movie. I remember like,
yeah.
You guys remember being alive for that time?
Fuck yeah. It was filmed in Tampa Bay. I have a copy of that DVD.
That's so crazy. It was a big deal.
It was. Yeah. All right.
That's the way I like to fuck.
Plowing ahead. Ocean's 8.
Oh, I was going to take that.
That's a good one.
And. Look, I said it before. I love a good revolution. Give me Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2.
Shit.
Oh, that's take that one. Fuck, I had that one.
Yeah. I almost took that on my actual team.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the end game of the series, you know.
Yeah. Fuck, it's so good. All right.
Andy.
I will take first. James will fuck with this one heavy. This one was debating being on my team too. I don't care if people don't like it. I don't give a shit. I do. I'm going with Three Ninjas High Noon at Mega Mountain.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, god damn it.
Drew's really upset.
No, not about that. It's because once we made that rule, I was like, oh, I'm going to pick this for sure. But I didn't write it down initially because of the whole, I didn't know where we stood on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I fucked up big.
Yeah, oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
Oh, boy.
Well, don't you still have another pick?
Take it.
No, he took it.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah. Next one I will take is, give me, my dude got himself a little tang, you know what I'm saying? He got himself a little fine tang to go alongside him. Little chick named Tiffany. So give me Bride of Chucky.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, why not?
Were you saying tang or ting?
Ting. It's like, you know, it's
a little thing, yeah.
It's English.
It's a ting, yeah.
Yeah. You know. From my English peeps out there. And then I will go with 2021's Candyman. How about that?
Ooh. Okay.
Okay. All right.
I feel like that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, I feel.
All right.
We should talk about a rule that we should make.
Oh, you know what? I like where you're going with this rule.
Yeah.
And I do want to make this.
What's the rule? Go ahead.
So, almost like a steel card.
Yep.
It's the plus, like
the KA rule.
Yeah.
This is another one. Yep.
Like one time a year, you get to, if you fucking miss something like I did, mm-hmm. like, and it's not going to be on, like, it won't be, if it never gets drafted by somebody, like, you should be able to, like,
replace
it. But we should make a rule where you have, if you do it, like you have to replace like three or higher or with something crazy like that just to make it real tough.
Okay, yeah, like, yeah, it has to be within your top three picks.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can call it The Plug. That's cool.
The Plug.
Oh, The Plug.
Do I want to use my plug already, though? But go ahead, James.
All right. Plug it in, man.
Plug it in.
I would only have my K roll left at that point.
I feel like this movie got a bad rap when it first came out, because once again, it was people saying like, oh, how can he do that? But like throughout the entire series, he was doing shit that nobody else could do. Like, for instance, walk on glass and still be able to shoot a gun straight.
Oh.
So I'm going Live Free or Die Hard.
Yeah.
And also not to mention Kevin Smith cameo in that movie.
I thought about could I take his fourth movie, but I was like, okay, that's probably cheating.
Yeah. Well, I saw that on a couple lists too, actually.
But that would be a fun one for us to do later on as we take all directors' fourth movies they've done.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm gonna fucking dig that.
That would be very tough to figure out, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a cool idea. I like that.
Yeah. All right. Next, finish up here.
Next, I'm going to take Alien Resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
And this movie also got shat on, but it's actually an enjoyable movie, and it was written by Joss Whedon, so you know it has like at least a fun storyline, truthfully, even though Joss got canceled too, so everybody I love is canceled. And then finally, I guess that I will go with, do I want to go that route?
Do it.
Or do I want to go this route? There's two movies that I kind of want to go a route of.
I'd say the left one.
All right. I guess that's this one then. I'll go. No, fuck that. I'm going the right one. Sorry.
Yeah, you would, conservative fuck.
I'm going The Bourne Legacy.
Yeah, I was going to do that.
Wow. Yeah, Bourne Legacy.
I actually think it's much better than people give it credit for. They just only wanted it to be Damon.
Yeah, it's just without Damon in it, it was a little different. But like, it's still fucking still great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they even reference Matt Damon's character in the movie, so like they kept the whole Jason Bourne thing alive.
Yeah.
He's like, sorry, Matt Damon, we've run out of time.
Yeah. So yeah.
Drew, you gonna use your plug?
What's my top three?
Halloween 4, The Return of Mikey Mai, Rocky 4, and Jackass Forever.
It's gotta be the first one then. All right, I'm gonna use my plug.
Oh, he's plugging it
shit.
In.
Man, you know right?
What that means?
Plug it in, plug it in.
Yep, I'm up inside you. It's the plug time.
All right,
there's the drop.
Yeah, there's the plug drop.
All right. Since the other ones are dropped off, and we're not going as they're released and not chronologically.
Okay.
I'm going to go X-Men First Class.
Oh.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
All right. I like that.
Originally, Wolverine would have been first Origins, but that's not worth picking. But this definitely is.
Yeah, that's what I had written down, and that's why I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay,
so I'm gonna.
Yeah, Origins was an offshoot. So.
Yeah, this will be. Yeah, exactly. Once we got that role in there, then this is one. So yeah, I'm gonna replace Halloween.
Solid. Four.
Yeah,
that's a really good pick. Actually,
I think my list just got beefed quite a bit. So
that's right. You brought the beef on this plug.
So did Thor when he was loving thunder.
Loving thunder. All right. I guess the other question is, do you guys have any steals, ad drops, or plugs?
Yeah, or trades. Because remember, James, I said I would trade something of lesser value for me for something of higher value of yours.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
What do you want of mine? What did you want?
Which isn't a deal for James.
It's not a good deal at all.
It's like, but Heads I win, tails you lose.
I'm still interested to see.
I was like, I wonder if they caught that the first time.
Oh, we caught it.
Yeah. That's why I even settled it. So you're just going to steal it?
Yeah. I mean, is there anything on my team you want, James?
You'd have to read me your team and then also read me my team.
Oh, geez. All right. I think we're all right.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Want to read it.
Yeah, you gave up quick. You must not have wanted it at all.
No, I mean, like, I was trying to think. I was like, I would give up Ernest Scared Stupid for Batman and Robin.
No, fuck no. Ernest Scared Stupid horrified me as a child.
Okay.
That's like the last thing I want.
That's the last one on your list that you would want.
Yeah.
Drew, I would give up Avengers Endgame for Rocky IV.
That's actually a fucking good trade. Right there. That's a fucking solid trade.
It certainly is.
There's people out there who haven't even seen Rocky IV.
I'd have a super comic book list.
Yeah,
you would.
Yeah.
Oh fuck!
All right, hey.
I feel like that's our first trade in a long time.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh man, look at that.
So hey, here's a question though. Halloween 4 is just, it's not even a factor now, right?
Yeah, it's gone. It's out.
Nobody's ever even taken it.
Yeah. Nobody's ever even seen it.
So one of you guys could plug it.
It's actually been stricken from existence too. Like it's not now, there's a hole in the franchise.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. It didn't continue after this, actually. Yeah. Which sucks for Wes because his favorite one is, you know, one of those later ones.
Yeah, dude, I looked. I was like, oh, please tell me the 2003 Texas Chainsaw is the fucking fourth one.
Fourth one. Yeah. I'm thinking just Wes just consistently likes the shittiest versions of the.
Oh, yeah. He loves the Rob
franchise.
Yeah.
He just loves all the remakes of those movies, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That Museum of Wax movie with Paris Hilton. Wes fucking loves that movie.
Yeah.
Dude. I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. One Night in Paris. Loves it.
He's like, fuck all these movies on film. Like, give me some digital shots. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Digital back shots.
I want my blood CGI'd.
Yeah. Oh man. All right. Well, I think we've got our squads.
Mm-hmm.
But let's read them off.
Hold on. Before you do, what's that? What are the honorable mentions?
Live Free or Die Hard, Alien Resurrection, The Bourne Legacy, Three Ninjas, High Noon at Mega Mountain, Bride of Chucky, Candyman, Pirates of the Caribbean 4, Ocean's 8, and Hunger Games.
Yeah, I'm locked.
Hulk Hogan's a bad guy in Mega Mountain, just so you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it that one? I thought it was Knuckle Up.
I think it's Mega Mountain.
Yeah. Either way, go ahead, Andy.
Here we go. Oh, no, 4. Beth
Phoenix. I think you are right.
Is the Beth?
Beth Phoenix's favorite fourth movie of all time. Number 1, James, Lethal Weapon 4.
Hell yes.
Number 2, Batman and Robin. Number 3, Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. Number 4, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of Crystal Skull. Number 5, Scary Movie 4. Number 6, American Reunion. Number 7, Terminator Salvation. 4, Andy's movies. Number 1, Mad Max Fury Road. Number 2, Rocky 4. Number 3, Mission Impossible 4, Ghost Protocol. Number 4, pew, 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 pew. Oh, what does that mean? Oh, shit. This just in. Andy has earned another steel card. It's crazy. All right, number 4. Ernest Scared Stupid.
What?
What? What the fuck is happening? That's not true. He did not earn another steel card, FYI.
It's a tough patrol. Number 5. Toys.
You guys both have one, though, right?
No, I use mine.
Oh.
Oh, I still have mine.
Okay.
Yeah, he still has his, yeah.
I got lost. Number five, Police Academy 4.
No, I mean, yeah, I have one. Jay, I just earned another one. Actually, just now, just I earned one. Yeah.
Number six, Toy Story 4. Number seven, The Return of Pink Panther. For Drew's team, number one, X-Men First Class. Number two, Endgame. Number three, Jackass Forever. Number four, Jurassic World. Number five, Vegas Vacation. Number six, Conquest of the Planet of the Apes. And number seven, Thor Love and Thunder.
Love and Thunder.
Yeah.
I fucking ended up with a great team.
Oh, man.
For having my first pick taken away.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, what a draft.
And we got a new rule.
Yeah, and also Hulk Hogan is the bad guy in High Noon at Mega Mountain, and his name is Dave Dragon.
Yep.
And also Jim Varney's in that movie, so you got two Ernest movies on your team.
You gotta love that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, this was a good draft.
It was.
It was, yeah. This is fun.
I'm glad, like, I remember when we did sequels, I remember thinking, like, this is something we could do, like, if we just pick numbers, like...
Yeah.
Threes and fours and five, like this is fun. So I think there's definitely more to come.
And like without researching it,
directors.
Oh yes.
Yeah. That's the way I like it.
More to come.
More to come. Hey,
dude, that was crazy.
Love you, bitch.
Well, that's our show. Tune in next week for another episode of The Draft.